Welcome to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
Today we are unfriendly because millennials are the most unserious parents. I'm Nandi K.
And I am Vance Go. Unserious. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're millennials and we're unserious.
It's true.
And if we had children, we would be unserious as well.
Yeah. I think unserious with the children in my life, even though I don't have any.
I think they appreciate that, to be frank. Like, I think kids, like, when they sense sarcasm and it's not mean, they think it's funny. Like, I think that they appreciate that you're talking to them like you talk to everyone else.
And
like,
I do. Yeah. That's my main thing about, like, dealing with kids. I just talk to them like adults, but I try to, obviously, you can't cuss and stuff.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on the family.
No, I don't think you should cuss around kids. And see, this is why I don't have kids, right? Because, like, I think even though there's a lot of problems with how I was raised, there were some things them niggas got right. And I'm like, not cussing. You shouldn't let your kids cuss. Also, my brother did used to cuss when he was, like, a toddler because he was like, I heard it on TV. And, you know, toddlers be repeating everything.
Yeah, the bad stuff, too. My first word was shit, so.
Your first word was shit?
Yeah, and my mom tells that story all the time. And, like, I don't think my mom do cuss, but I don't think she cuss that much. But I think that's just kid stuff. Like, they hear a cuss word and they're just like, that's the word. Like. You say a bunch of words.
When did you first speak, if you don't mind me asking? Do you remember?
I might have been like two. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So you was like, I'm not talking to you niggas for a while.
Yeah, I was like a little baby.
See, I was talking before I could even talk. I was talking. I was running my mouth before I could even form words. I was also singing before I could form words. But I was not cussing. That was my baby brother, Gabriel, that was doing the cussing.
He heard it on TV?
That's what he said. He heard it on TV when somebody said, like, because me and my other brother was telling on him. We was like, Gabriel is cussing all the time. Like, this is getting out of control. The baby is
That baby has a potty mouth, mom.
We were like, this is. And then I don't know why. Like, maybe our parents thought we were, like, lying on him that why we would make this.
Right.
It's wild. But apparently, like, one day, something had happened. Maybe Gabriel had, like, dropped a toy. And he was like, God damn it! And my parents heard him. Mom was like, where did you learn that from? And he was like, TV.
That is the plot of Chucky. Like, y'all literally be like...
Gabriel kind of was like that, though. Because he was... Bad words. Gabriel was super cute, though, unlike Chucky. Chucky was a very ugly dog. Gabriel, very cute. Probably did more. I do feel like Gabriel was bad, but, like, he was cute. Like, he got away with a lot
that's
of stuff.
That's that early privilege.
Yeah. Well, we're changing things up because now our people our age, our generation, millennials, are parents, which is wild.
Yeah. I mean, not only parents, like, these niggas got 18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. I have friends 15. Who have 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, her baby just turned 18. I got some friends that I went to high school with. Their kids are the same age we were when we were in school, and that feels fake.
Yeah. Like,
one of my friends from high school, her son's in jail. Like, he old enough for that. And I'm
just
like,
I have a play cousin that I grew up with, and her son is probably 20 now, 21 maybe even. Yeah, because she had him when I was, like, 14 or 15.
That's crazy.
Yeah, listen. But, you know, we're parents, and in some ways, we're breaking generational curses. Other ways, we are creating new ones,
new
unfortunately.
Curses.
We hate to see it. But I want to talk. We're talking about millennial punishments today.
Which, very specific.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about what we know, right? They say, right. Speak of what you know, huh?
So, I feel like this was your topic. What was it your topic? It was.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think I recommended it. I suggested it because a while ago on the internet, it was going viral where people were making their kids do Drew Hills as a punishment. And if y'all don't know what the Drew Hills were, because the fact that they got just turned into Drew Hills also, yeah, I think happened via this kind of millennial punishment phenomenon. But basically the jump choreography from Drew Hill's 1996 hit Tell Me, that's the what they're making kids do. So that Tell Me What You Want, that skip jump, you know, that they do for that whole time. And I'm gonna be real, you know, when that song comes on at the function and everybody starts doing it, yeah, right? By the time it gets to the end of the chorus, I'm tired.
Yeah.
So doing this as a punishment, like, you got, because it seems like they're making their kids do it for the whole song.
Which is crazy. It's like a nigga burpee, you know? Like, the only thing they're missing is like getting on the ground, right? But it's like a nigga burpee. So it's just like, yo, like,
oh, God.
I also the verbification.
Yep.
Made that up. Yep. The verbification of words is so black, and like specifically the Drew Hill dance. Like, it's just like
Drew Hills.
Black Five Black, you know, the president of Black Five, like, they had a meeting and was like, this is what we're, which is crazy. It speaks to our brilliance and creativity, but truly, also like, it's also wild.
Yeah, and also like, I mean, this is in some ways. Now, I don't know how serious these parents are. I don't know what's happening when the camera is down. I've never seen a child complete all the Drew Hills through the song. I've actually seen children who were unable to do a single Drew Hill. And I think that's a failure of millennial parenting. We're not making sure our babies are coordinated.
Some of us
are doing the work.
I think some kids have that rhythm, right? Like, they might have been the dance or something, because like, we just had a party, same party, the 18 year old mm-hmm. party.
Oh yeah,
it was a 2000 shindig.
Yes, I remember.
We was teaching the babies like electric slide, like we were like, they don't, yeah, the recipes, wow, ain't being passed down.
I mean, it's our job to pass down.
I mean, I that's guess. What we were doing, but the like, it felt slide. Late. It felt late because, yeah, I'm like, y'all are 16,
I gotta make
17.
Sure my sister knows the electric slide. Yes. But she's a dancer. I know my sister knows the electric slide. Yeah. She danced until she was like 17. So actually, I'm not worried about her.
But that's what I mean. Like, even the, like, she might not know the dance, but if you teach her the coordination piece, she
I actually have to ask her now because I actually don't trust that.
Cupid shuffle. I know y'all in the South, so y'all got like them deep line dances.
I mean, yeah, we have all the same ones, but I can't be a cute. These days, the way the line dances are, that boots on the ground, the Tamia,
the,
I'm
the
like,
fan,
I,
the fan,
yeah,
one?
What that's the only part I can do. What a fan, pop, 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 pop. That's all I can do. I'm like, I can't be learning all these steps. Like, this is too much. And you're not calling them out. What happened to calling out the steps so I can follow along, like in the Cupid Shuffle?
Hey, you better. That's why I like the Cupid Shuffle. It's easy. Like, electric slide, cha-cha slide. Like, you know, these
and
things
I do
are-
think that is a flaw of the Drew Hills, right? Because, again, there's no directions.
Yeah.
So, like, the kid is relying on their parent mm-hmm. to teach them it. And what if they can't execute?
Right. And it is highly coordinated as well. And, like, low-key, you might have to watch the video.
I hope that this is what's happening. Again, I'm like, the story started before I got there. I'm seeing but a snippet. And I'm hoping that ahead of them picking up the camera, the child has been made to watch a video or some type of demonstration.
They have to, because I like, how do you even explain the dance like in a
this
way
is
to
what
make
I'm
sense?
Saying.
Yeah.
But I've seen some people. It's tough.
But young kids are also very uncoordinated unless they have like a dance like background or something, training or
I practice. Don't know, but don't you feel like when we were kids we were all doing like cheers and dances? Like I was always doing a cheer or a dance when I was little. Like that we stayed doing cheers and dances.
But we also like I feel like millennials had like a remember like the you guys served era where like
we did have that.
I don't know if this happened for y'all, but in Fresno, there was a point where everybody was in a dance group. Like, there was, like, dance gangs.
Yes, I was in a dance group in the sixth grade.
Same. I was in one at, like, seven or eight.
And I like, wasn't even that good of a dancer, but no, I could same. Do choreography.
Same. I probably
was probably the worst, though, now.
I was pretty bad. But they, it's because I'm not lazy, but I think I don't put the energy in that, you know. The stank, I don't got it. I'm kind
of
laid back.
Yeah, I don't really be committing. And a lot of these kids aren't committing because, you know, they just don't feel the way we feel when Drew Hill's Tell Me comes on. And that's why for them, it's a punishment, which is tragic. I love doing it for the duration of the chorus of the song. What are some other... I think a lot of these punishments really, like, center around, like, the internet and being, yeah, that's like, what- recorded.
I think like that's the negative part of it, right? Because agreed. I'm like, I don't know if I inherit like as an adult person, like I don't know if like saying like, oh, you did something bad, a punishment for this is gonna be like jump in place for 3 minutes or whatever. I don't know if I personally hold that that's like the worst punishment, but it could be because I'm military,
right?
But yes. But with that being said, I do think like the added layer of like embarrassment or posting it online, I think that's where like it's like a hard line. Like, no,
I feel like agree.
And back to the whole new curses of it all. Like now, like parenting is like it's already a community thing when you're dealing with your internal community, your mm-hmm. close friends and family. But then when it becomes randoms on the internet giving you feedback or praise or attention, I think that's when it goes from like, oh, that's kind of funny to, oh, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I agree. And also, like, I grew up with a mama who embarrassed me a lot. And I mm-hmm. thank God that there was no internet. Because, right. Like, thank God only my, like, internal family knew about it and people that I told. I think there's something sinister about your punishment going viral to, like, a million plus views, like that, and like the internet is not forever. Plot twist, the internet, y'all, is not forever, in fact. But especially like younger kids like Gen Z, they like struggle to even enjoy life because yeah. they grew up under this type of surveillance of social media. So that is the like thing I don't like. And just a little disclaimer, you know, we don't support child abuse. Like, I think yeah. we're both grew up in abusive homes yep. and we don't want people abusing their kids, no matter how entertaining it might be.
Right, right. Even
no
though,
matter
like...
how much I laugh at how uncoordinated your kids are, I'm also right. worried about them. Yeah. And so, yeah, we don't, you know, if you know anyone who's suffering from child abuse after this podcast, please seek professional help as we are neither professional nor helpful.
That's very true. Here you have, okay, I think I saw this one. How do you feel about this one? The one with the mom, the daughter was being a class clown, showing her ass at the schoolhouse. Tell us all this time. Yeah. Mama, this is the part that's unconventional. Mama go down to the schoolhouse dressed as a clown and sits in the classroom with the kid. How do you feel about that one?
I think this one not so bad.
I don't disagree. Only because I mean that actually happened to me minus the clown.
Oh wow!
Like
your
my mom
did
came
this?
Down and like she came out of nowhere and it was really I feel like it was not my finest moment because I got into it with my mom in front of my class. And I told her I did not like her, which like, which I think like, that's almost as bad as cussing, right? And then like, I'll walk in front of my whole class.
You said we was tussling.
Right. That's almost like fighting your mama, right? Like,
that is wild. I would never. I was so scared of my mama when I was
in eighth grade. I was in eighth grade showing my ass.
Ooh. Whoa. Wow, you're so bold. Yeah, I don't think
showing up to the classroom unannounced is abuse or unwarranted.
You was really free. Nina Simone free. No fear. My God, I pray to know that type of freedom every day ever since I heard Nina Simone say it. Little do I know, you sitting here right in front of me, you can tell me what it's like.
Birds feeling high.
Bye.
Flying high. You know what I meant. Okay.
I think that is kind of funny. Like, for me, my mama being at the school, I would turn into a ghost. Like,
yeah,
I would become a dead corpse walking around
a
school.
Husk.
I would be so silent. I remember walking to class one day and seeing my mama leaving the school. And she looked at me and she shook her head. And I was like, oh my God. She didn't even
cooked.
Say nothing. I was like, it's a wrap.
Bitch, you're cooked.
It's over. Like, it's over for me.
That type of shit make my back sweat. Like, literally,
yes.
Like,
my
back,
hands are sweaty. Just yeah. About it.
Back, like, just a bead of sweat down your back. Like,
oh,
you never sweat
God.
Back there.
The fuck, man, just thinking about it made my hands clammy because it's like that look of like not even saying a word. Like, she could have embarrassed me in front of everyone right then. And she said,
cooked.
No.
Cooked.
Till we get home. She just looked at me, shook her head disappointedly, and walked out the door. I was like, she gonna kill me when I get home, y'all.
I'm
Somebody
dead.
Call the cops. But I'm not gonna lie, not as bad as forcing kids to get bad haircuts and posting
bro,
it.
Bro.
Yes, I think this is abuse.
No, it is. No, hands down. So I linked the thing here. Like, this man just does these punishment haircuts for these kids. And this article is published January 2026, like this year. Trash. Another personal story. My mom, and I think it had to be freshman year. I was cutting up at school. I had long hair. I had braids. They hated that I had braids. You know, the Jehovah Witness, they were ops. They were looking for an excuse to be
fun.
Like, you can't have these braids.
They hate fun.
I got in trouble. Like, you know, it was a last straw type thing. My mama commissioned my grandfather to take me to go get my hair cut. And they cut my hair. And the nigga cut my fro. And it was in my lap. And I was holding it in my hands like a corpse. And it was so traumatizing.
That's
traumatic. Like, it
yeah.
was. And like, you know, we black, we carry so much in our hair.
Yeah.
I think like people don't like
yeah,
take account
damn.
For that. Even people with long hair, when y'all cut y'all hair, y'all feel better sometimes because y'all just hold so much. So
yeah.
like, it's just so much in our hair.
Mm-hmm.
That right. like low key, I feel like that was like a turning point for me with a lot of the adults in my life. Like, oh, y'all are done. Like, as soon as I don't got to be here, I ain't here. Like, cause that shit hurt, bro. So like,
yeah, no, that is awful. Like,
yeah.
that is terrible. I'm so great. Like, my mama stopped doing my mom's main crime, neglect. Neglect was the first. I would say that's not her main crime, actually. The first crime, neglect. And she stopped doing my hair when I was very young. But I know how to do my hair because I started doing my hair when I was like 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, that was like a big thing. I remember, like, people at my daycare talking about my hair. And so, like, yeah, that's super humiliating. Now, talking about something again that's not so bad. The mom who posted a TikTok, she posted a supposed plea to her audience, and she had the Snapchat dog filter on, and she said, "Can y'all please help me? My child ate some dog food and now she's gonna turn into a dog." And she had this dog filter on and put the child on. And the child was like, "No." And when she opened her mouth, the tongue looked out. She had ears. The transformation had already begun. The child was scared. She was crying.
That one's hard for me because I think that's funny.
It is funny because, first, why are you eating the dog food? I told you not to eat the dog food. Also, that's harmless because then you
like,
can be like, okay, well, you didn't turn into a dog. You got lucky.
and hijinks, I think like punishment mixed with whimsy and hijinks is kind of funny. Like,
yeah, that's gonna be a great story when she gets older. Like, dumbass. I feel like that's gonna be. It's like you thought you was turning into a dog.
Stupid.
Yeah, like, oh, you did say don't do this, but
yeah, I said I did.
Put an emoji over the child's face if you do it.
Yeah, something like that.
Don't
again,
post your
children
online. There's sickos out there, guys.
That's what it is. Like, inviting people to your home and, like, your kid don't have, like, your kid don't understand, like, the nuances of being online. Right. So even if they think they want to be online, like, bitch, when they become an adult, they got all that shit on it. Like, no.
Yeah, yeah. I think the last thing is kids forced to do the dance on camera that they were doing during class. I saw this little boy who had gotten in trouble for doing the, I forgot, one of these dances from Fortnite.
Yeah.
And so then his mama was like, oh, you was doing the dance in class, so do it now. And she was recording him and he was crying and doing it. And it was funny because he was crying and doing choreography. Not funny, like, the overall, I was just like, dang, y'all need to put emojis over these kids' faces because stop posting your children online. But the imagery of crying and doing choreography is so funny to me. And it's, like, reminiscent of, like, dance recitals where the kids don't want to be there.
Yeah, and they're
but
crying.
But their parents made them. Yeah.
It's like going to work, like daily, where it's just like the show must go on. However, I am crying.
I am sad though.
Yeah, like I'm super sad about
this. I do crying at work. That's so funny because sometimes I do cry at work. Like when stuff is really bad, if somebody asks me how I'm doing, I'm going to cry, guys. I'm so sorry. Like I'm not gonna be able to keep it together.
Have I ever cried at work? I feel like I've always wanted to cry. I also cry
on purpose to make other people uncomfortable because white bitches aren't the only people who can weaponize tears.
Hey,
like,
I
love weaponizing tears in a corporate environment as a black trans person. It's very important that, like, of all people, I should be crying.
It's reparations, if anything.
Yeah. I'm definitely crying. I'm like, I'm a human being. I bleed blood just like you. My blood bleed red, just like you. And I'd be crying. I'd be like, my back hurts so bad. I'm so sorry. I'm fighting with insurance. I'm so sorry. Yeah, dance crying at work. I think now when you put it that way, that's a valuable life skill.
What, crying and going through the thing?
Like, yeah. Like having to do it through. Even if you don't want to, yeah.
I mean, that's adulthood. That's existing.
Yeah, even if capitalism wasn't a thing, you would still have to do that. Yeah. Like, you would still have to push through when something was hard, even if there was no capitalism.
That's true. I mean, it's perseverance. Yeah. It's baseline perseverance. Like, yeah, just powering through.
Aaron, it looked like you about to start up the red light, the red light district in there.
The demon light over there?
Yeah, demon time. Every now and then it just flashed red in front of you. I'm like, what's going on over there? And how can I join?
I saw the demon time light.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it a couple times now. The first time I was like, what is that? Maybe it's a fluke.
I said, the OnlyFans, we soft launching the OnlyFans.
Okay. Listen, we might have to soon in this economy, guys. So if you like what you hear and you might want to see something, hey, submit your interest now.
Look,
everyone has a price.
We need money for Crunchyroll.
We need money for Crunchyroll. These subscriptions are going up, y'all. This podcast is free. You haven't paid for a single thing. There's no ads right now.
I know. Yeah. Speak that.
Not yet.
Mean, all 30 of our listeners, like, we love y'all.
We love y'all so much.
We're so
grateful that y'all listen every week. Period. It means a lot to us. Guys, don't abuse your children. Don't post their punishments online, no matter how much I might laugh. Or at least post an emoji over these children's faces so they can have plausible deniability.
At least. The other thing, stop telling your kids damn business online to anybody, to the council of internet aunties. Cause like they are people too, y'all. Like they just like you don't want everybody telling your business. Like if you must do that, please like keep it to the group chat. Like people that know and care about the child. Cause like you just telling people like I don't think it's the same thing as saying like, hey, I'm having a hard time with my kid. I think that's fair, right? But like when you're giving a play-by-play of the like the ins and out of what your kid is doing, I just think that like it's disrespectful to your kid. And a lot of the parents, I think a common theme here is disrespect. Like they don't actually respect their kids, which right. is why they are using them for attention and likes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, just like imagine if somebody did that shit to you. Like we didn't have the internet like we have the internet right. now growing up. So like
exactly.
90, I think like my confidence, so many other things will be hit, hit for the worse, like based on like just how these parents, because again,
listen, I literally like my mom humiliated me and embarrassed me regularly mm-hmm. and there was no internet, like
right.
regularly she did this to me. So I know how hard it is to like just come back from having a parent who is like hell bent on making you feel shame. Like over the slightest thing, right? Not like healthy shame, which makes you introspective and reflect, but like over the teeny tiniest mistake, that's not healthy. Like,
right.
And to have it on the internet where people yeah. might recognize them,
yep.
guys.
Or when you see people and it's like they know you, so then it's just like, oh, I heard about it. And it's just like, bro, like, especially if I ain't told you, like, it's crazy.
We are supposed to be breaking generational curses, not making generational curses, y'all. Well, a big thanks to our audio producer and Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman.
I have been Vance Go, and you can find me on Instagram at Sir a Thought. You can find me on Threads at it's the same thing, right? On
no. Threads. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Threads. And then I'm also on, what's the other one?
The Tiki Talkies?
TikTok. I'm on TikTok sometime. I'm not really on TikTok. That's You're why not I'm having on a TikTok. Hard time
Stop
with this.
Lying
but
to
anyway,
people.
I'm online, y'all. Y'all can find me. You can probably find me posting about this very show you're listening to. Who are
it's
you?
It's kind of hard to find them when we have to beep out some of the information, but you know, hey, I'm 90K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at 90KAYYY. We'll see y'all next time.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by 90K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.